This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
I bought Christmas cards today. It's not Christmas even cards? The 1st of December and I bought Christmas cards. Well, yeah,
that's
because
good.
I was like, I'm going to write Christmas cards and I'm going to give them to people. And then it hit me. Who do you give Christmas cards to?
Old people.
Just the old people?
Well, who else
Wait,
do you send
Wait, is that my parents? My parents? Old people? Do I give one to Dean?
No, definitely. I'm giving him 7. There you go, old man.
Gee, thanks for that.
So I have all these questions now
Turn
as well.
Turn the microphones off now. Okay. Yeah.
He's like, I have the power. I have the buttons. Uh-huh.
What? And yes. Can I just write, like, to Dean from Rachel and just let the little, you know, pre-texted text stay in the middle? Or do I have to go, Dear Dean, thank you for being a great radio co-host. We have had an excellent 2017 to get... Like, what
well,
is...
don't lie.
But it is hard, isn't it?
You
might get a bit of a sore wrist from all that writing.
I know. And then as well, when you receive Christmas cards, when do you keep them until? Is it like... December 26th, Christmas is over, see ya, bam, in the bin. Or are you meant to, like, keep them up for, like, 6 months and take them down in July? Like,
I'm a card keeper.
Forever?
I've said it.
You keep them forever.
If it's a blank card and you've put a heartfelt message, I'm just like, oh, look what Rach has done. And then I keep it in a little box and then I read them when I feel sad.
See, I used to do that and then I moved numerous times. And so now I've just kept, like, a couple of cards. So, like, the last card I ever got from my great-grandmother and, like, you know, the last card I ever got from a friend. You know, that sort of thing. How long is acceptable? What do we do with Christmas cards?
Or you keep them for a while and then you go through, you know, if it's a Japanese thing where you hold an object and does this give me value anymore, then you throw it out. So you read it, you absorb how it feels and then you rip it out and put it in the recycling bin.
Ah, so are you a giver of Christmas cards or are you a receiver of Christmas cards? If you receive them, how long do you hold on to them? Are you a hoarder of Christmas cards? Tell us. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You're with Rach Jackson Dean for the drive home on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. But hey, we're talking about Christmas cards.
That's why I'm razzled.
You're a bit razzled by the Christmas cards.
Talking about Christmas cards, do you make them? Do you get the blank ones and write something nice?
And Dean had a really good theory as well. Share your theory.
Tell us, Dean.
You write all your Christmas cards and then...
Oh, if I was to do not that I do that anymore, but the question was, do you have a list of people you send Christmas cards to, like your gran and others? But then maybe a colleague from work or someone surprises you with a Christmas card they had given to you. So they've thought of you, but you ain't thought of them. So what do? Do you have to go and buy another pack or do you keep a stash handy just in case you do get the unexpected surprise of someone giving you a Christmas
card?
Look,
I'm going to cover all bases and literally everyone that I have on my Facebook, that's about like 700 people or something ridiculous.
Or your close
You'll
friends.
All get one. Just my closest 700 friends. That's fine. I can afford that.
But in the day of Facebook though, I mean, do we still need Christmas? Are Christmas cards still relevant now that we have Facebook?
Yeah, Tristan, you were saying you send e-Christmas cards.
Yes, I do. And I also send e-birthday cards as well.
Oh, God.
That's a good idea. It's so much cheaper. It's no money involved.
So when they have those dancing elves and then you superimpose your face on them and then everyone just farts, that's Christmas.
Oh, I could go into Secret Santa after this. There's just so many things. Oh, we've gotten a message from Brad from
Brad.
Melbourne.
Hey.
Brad has said, my mother always used to keep the Christmas cards for a year to ensure that she sent a card to everyone who sent one the previous year.
Oh, that's how you get in the list.
That's planning.
That's a good idea. But there are a few flaws in that. Like, you didn't get one last year, so you haven't sent one this year. Then you receive a late card from them and don't have time to reply without it being obvious that you didn't send one before theirs arrived.
Why is it express post? No reason.
That's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yes.
I remember as a kid, I don't know if Brad had this experience, but as a kid, my parents used to get bits of string, and I don't know if they used sticky tape or blue tack, and they'd put the bits of string on.
Oh, my mum still does that.
Or they used the Venetian blinds and had the cards all presented.
And they get dusty.
They get dusty.
We have them at our house. I'm going to do that this year.
So pop the cards in the Venetian blinds.
Please send me Christmas cards so that I have cards to put on my blinds.
Also, when I come over, I get sort of a Christmas card FOMO or a Christmas card envy, because I'll be getting a Christmas card from Tristan via Facebook.
You are a card, ding.
Amelia Sande, she's talking about the love on Joy 94.9 with Rach Jackson Dean, with Tristan in the back for the drive home on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
You sound like Santa Claus over
there. Ho, ho,
ho. Oh, leave him alone. You are.
You are.
You have one Christmas party in Europe. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're having a bit of debacle over here about Christmas cards.
A debacle? Debate? We're having a debate, I think, not a debacle.
What's a debacle for me?
I just don't
know what to do.
No. Also, I like advent calendars.
What's that?
Like you have like...
Is it like a fireman's calendar?
So a really...
Is it like the Warwick Rowers calendar?
Well, usually advent calendars have chocolate every day. If they had a fireman's calendar, you'd just... You'd need a wet one. But anyway,
okay.
I went there. I lived there, to be in fact. So advent calendars, the really basic ones, you just get a little chocolate. And sometimes you can get really low quality chocolate.
Yeah,
who needs
they're usually
that?
Printed with like, you know, a theme.
And it's a little board, maybe A4 size.
Uh-huh.
And you open a little door on every day in December until Christmas.
And you get a chocolate.
Yeah, but now you can get some really expensive ones, good quality chocolate.
Yeah.
You can get like alcohol ones. But I don't know if I want a shot every day. Like, is that a good thing to wake up and have a shot? I don't think so.
Or do you do it before bed?
No.
Maybe
eggnog.
Not. No. So maybe not the alcohol one.
But there are some good ones out there. I want to get a good one. Or you can make them yourself. But that's not... I like surprises. And I live by myself, so I'm just like, oh, thanks, Jacqueline. You're welcome. Like, that's sadder than
that's
I usually
sad.
Go. That's a different level of Jacqueline sadness.
I remember my cousins had a U-Butte one. It was the same thing every year. My auntie had handmade it. It was like crocheted and whatever, a giant thing that sat on the wall. And she used to put like a little something in each little pocket for both of my cousins. And yeah, me and my brother were like, well, we've got our chocolate one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess some good brand chocolate ones are good. But then you accidentally, you're like, oh, maybe I'll just have tomorrow's one today, and you get a bit cheeky.
And then you eat 25 days on the first day of Christmas.
No.
Do you get one on Christmas Day? Or does it end at 24?
Do you ever? No, you get a big one. I want one. Can someone send one in? Advent calendars. Do you make your own?
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach Jackson Ding with Tristan in the back for the drive home on a Tuesday.
We've been having a bit of a talk about Christmas is coming up. It's not even the 1st of December yet, but, you know, I'm on top of it. I bought my Christmas cards, and we've gotten a message through from the two old poofs, and they said the joy and tradition of handwritten Christmas cards should never be replaced. Facebook and e-cards, ugh, some people... Or someone taking the time to take a walk, hand pick a card, then write you their special thoughts for Christmas is truly a gift. The lines at the post office, though, is all part of the experience.
Well, too true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's from the
and
heart.
I think that's why I'm picking up on like Jack's family guilt, the Maltese guilt that she always talks about. I feel guilty every time I chuck out a Christmas card that someone has either handwritten in or handmade as well. Handmade is even that next level. I know I don't have time to hand make them, but I'll write a nice little message.
Yeah, that's nice. You've taken the time. You've bought a nice pen.
Yes.
Maybe
or
put
not.
Some stickers.
Maybe stolen one from Joy. No, I would never do such
No, don't do
thing.
That.
That's seven. It's good. Yeah. It's more love. More love in the world.
Speaking of love, this is One Republic with Rich Love. You're on Joy.
Damn.
I remember talking and drinking what we could find. Burning all those candles and staying up through the night. We make reservations for the places we know we never tried. But then, oh, we found some rich love.
Yeah.
I remember feeling broke as a bottle of wine. I didn't move to the city to count on my pennies and worship the Hollywood sign. Just say, hey man, nice to meet you. It should take everyone one last time. But then I know. I found some fake love. Broke as a bottle of wine. Ooh, but drink with you all damn night. Ooh, not trying to trade up. Cause if we don't find money, then what we got, honey, is just enough. We got some rich love. Just say amen. Just say amen. Do you remember dancing at parties out in the yard? We would piss off the neighbors, they'd eventually call the cops. And I was saving up for something, hoping life would finally start. Cause oh, we had some new love.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.